In this topic, we explore biblical covenant, spiritual and physical union. Christian marriage is not merely a romantic promise between two people. It is not simply a legal contract recognized by the government. It is not only a family arrangement, a sexual relationship, or a shared household. Christian marriage is a covenant before God. A covenant is a sacred promise that creates a new relational reality. In marriage, a husband and wife publicly give themselves to one another before God and witnesses. They promise faithfulness, love, honor, and lifelong commitment. This is why wedding vows matter. Vows are not ceremonial decoration. They are covenant words. When a bride and groom say, "For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health," they are not predicting an easy life. They are promising covenant faithfulness through changing seasons. Marriage begins with promise, but it must be lived through practice. The Bible roots marriage in creation. Genesis says, "Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother and will join with his wife, and they will be one flesh." Genesis 2:24, web leaving, joining, and becoming one flesh describe more than a private feeling. Marriage forms a new household, a new loyalty, a new embodied union, and a new covenant responsibility. From an organic human perspective, this matters deeply. Husband and wife are embodied souls. Their spiritual and physical lives belong together. Their covenant includes words, bodies, emotions, sexuality, finances, family, work, prayer, children or spiritual fruitfulness, suffering, aging, and mission. A biblical covenant is stronger than mood. Feelings change. Attraction changes. Energy changes. Circumstances change. Bodies age. Stress comes. Children may come. Illness may come, disappointment may come, grief may come. Covenant love says, "I am not here only when this is easy." But covenant does not mean pretending harm is holy. Covenant does not excuse abuse, coercion, cruelty, domination, or ongoing danger. A biblical covenant calls sinners to repentance. It does not give sinners permission to harm. So in Christian marriage, covenant means both promise and accountability. It means faithful love. It means truthful repentance. It means forgiveness with wisdom. It means mutual honor. It means sexual faithfulness. It means household responsibility. It means spiritual growth together. In this topic, we will learn that marriage is spiritual and physical union. A husband and wife do not merely share a ceremony. They share a covenant life, and that covenant life is lived before God. This follows the course framework for Christian marriage growth, especially topic 2, biblical covenant, spiritual and physical union.